And how are things in general in the Catholic Church in Canada? I mean, what are sort of practice levels like? How vibrant is the Catholic Church in Canada?
Certainly there's Catholic roots in Canada and a strong presence in Canada. However, the Church also has been undergoing a lot of conflict and a lot of different scandals in Canada, and we've had to deal with quite a bit of that. However, I do see, and it has been observed, that this is a source of really coming to our roots and really understanding that what is being Catholic and what is being Christian, and certainly the population that are in the Church now are committed and really do love the Lord.
Father Graham, why is it important to hold gatherings like the Eucharistic Congress based on the Eucharist and the themes that go with the Eucharist?
I think it's important because as other Catholics see other Catholics, we need to encounter beyond our own parish. Because sometimes we can get too internal or too close to ourselves. And when we see others from the global community, let alone our own national community, and seeing that, yeah, it's good to celebrate our faith, it's good to love the Lord, it's good to celebrate Eucharist together, and really being Catholic is universal too. It's the universal faith. So we enjoy the presence of the Lord in others and are encouraged when we have a larger gathering together and see that, yes, the faith is alive and it is moving, and the power of the Spirit is moving amongst the people, and it's just an excellent experience of encouragement in the faith.
And is a Congress particularly encouraging for you as a priest? Does it nourish you and sort of reaffirm your belief and your vocation?
Absolutely. There is no question of a doubt in that. Being a priest and loving the sacraments, and especially, as it says in the Vatican documents, the source and summit of our faith is the Eucharist. And so to celebrate together with laity, with other priests, and be encouraged, because it can be daunting and it can be tough as a priest, trying to proclaim the gospel and trying to live out what Jesus calls us to. And so it really is a great, great opportunity to come together and for renewal within the priesthood and within the laity and within the Church itself.
Father Graham, what are you looking forward to seeing most during the rest of your stay here in Ireland?
I think we're going to be taking a look at all the venues and all the different places that the Congress will be located at, and just continuing to enjoy the Irish culture and the Irish people. Love the Irish people. They're such a warm and friendly and wonderful, wonderful people, and so I'm just looking forward to experiencing more and more of what Ireland has to offer, which is hospitality and a lot of fun.